This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is warning jurisdictions in the Mediterranean against working with an Iranian-flagged oil tanker now sailing through the region after being freed from detention by Gibraltar. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said those who assist the vessel risk sanctions.
Anyone who touches it, anyone who supports it, anyone who allows a ship to dock is at risk of receiving sanctions from the United States of America. So if that ship, again, heads to Syria, we'll take every action we can consistent with those sanctions.
The State Department Special Representative for Iran said the U.S. wants to ensure the oil on the tanker is not used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps to fund its operations. Maritime trackers believe the tanker is headed to the Greek port of Kalamata, arriving next Sunday. But Athens says it has not received any requests for the tanker to dock there. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is concerned about the number of short-range missile tests North Korea has launched in recent weeks, disagreeing with President Trump, who has shrugged off their importance. North Korea has carried out 6 short-range ballistic missile tests since late last month, with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un saying they were in response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises that North Korea considers as a threat to its existence. Pompeo also is reported as saying, as the United States and North Korea haven't gotten back to the negotiating table as quickly as possible, the U.S. had hoped to continue the nuclear weapons talks. And Sudan's pro-democracy movement and the army formed a joint ruling body, formally disbanding the military council that took over power after the military's ouster of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir back in April. For more news, join us at VOAnews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro confirmed on Tuesday that his government is talking to senior officials of the United States under the authority of President Trump. Maduro said that secret talks had long been taking place between high officials in his government and the Trump administration. The Associated Press reported over the weekend that the U.S. has made secret contact with Socialist Party boss as close allies of Maduro's inner circle seek guarantees they won't face prosecution for alleged abuses and crimes if they see to growing demands to remove him. Trump repeated on Tuesday, the U.S. government is helping Venezuela so that the country resolves its political and financial crisis, which he attributed to socialism. President Trump says he is, the U.S. rather, very far from a recession, even as forecasters point to warning signs that the world's biggest economy is slowing.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate because it's just a word that certain people in the media are trying to build up because they'd love to see a recession. We're very far from a recession. In fact, if the Fed would do its job, I think would have a tremendous spurt of growth.
Trump said he is considering tax law changes to put more money in the hands of Americans, perhaps cutting the payroll taxes that all U.S. workers pay to fund pensions for older workers and retirees, and the manner in which investors' capital gains are taxed. The owner of a California business specializing in a controversial government-sponsored visa program for wealthy foreigners was charged along with 2 associates in connection with a $110 million scheme to defraud investors. Thomas Henderson, owner of the San Francisco Regional Center, a self-styled market leader in the EB-5 business, and 2 accomplices are accused of abusing the visa program and jeopardizing the creation of more than 2,000 jobs in Northern California. The EB-5 program is administered by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service. Under the program, foreign nationals may receive permanent residency, commonly known as a green card, by investing a minimum of $1 million in certain American businesses that create jobs. In poor areas, the minimum required investment to obtain an EB-5 visa is $500,000. And an Australian court Wednesday upheld convictions against Cardinal George Pell, the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of sexually abusing children. The sexual abuse occurred after Pell became Archbishop of Australia's second largest city decades ago. He's been ordered to serve a minimum of 3 years and 8 months before he is eligible for parole. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.